What's up, podcast? Happy Wednesday. Thank you so much for being here. Today on the Robert John Boyle Show, we have another episode of Fade. Our special guest today is Swizzy Max at Swizzy Maxillum on Instagram. He's going to be talking about his single, Don't Do It. And this is a really interesting episode because Max was, I think he goes by Max. This was the quickest turnaround that I've ever had for an episode of Fade. I hit him up on, I believe, a Monday night. And by Tuesday morning, he had sent me a video where I then stripped the audio to create this podcast. So he was super excited to do this. He's going to be talking about the song, of course, the process of creating it, but also about how he deals with haters and how he deals with negativity and how he tries to keep positivity in his life. He goes on a small rant that I thought was really, really interesting and really, really evoked a lot of the themes that I try to talk about on other episodes like Make Positivity Louder. So really excited to bring this to you. Hope you enjoy. Let's jump right in.
Hey, hello and bless you, everybody. My name is Swizzy Max. I am a songwriter / recording artist / media producer. And I basically produce everything by myself except for the beats. That's a very important thing to say. I like to collab with different type of vibes. So yeah, today we're speaking and talking about my song called Don't Do It. It recently popped out. This is my first single off this year. And yeah, why did I call it that way? First of all, let's talk about the process. I was in the studio, starting off, as always, feeling like I should do a viral video, viral song, trap type of beat that, you know, always had the same type of message as every trap song, which is, I don't even have to tell it to y'all, but yeah. So when I started off recording the song, I was like, this is pretty lame because, you know, this is something that everybody already heard. So what do I want to do? I want to bring out a message that I am attached to, that I'm personally attached to, that I really feel from the heart. So, what was it? I was thinking of myself starting off the music, starting off with basketball, starting off with, you know, the first things you ever start to feel cool with, was skating or whatever. And as far as I remember, aside from the people that had my back and said, yo, you got it, are especially those people that tell you you don't and you can't and forget it, because those people I never understood. They don't know me. I never harmed them. I never did anything or said anything bad about them. And but still, they said bad things about me. They talked behind my back. You know, we had a lot of rumors. And well, basically everything they had to say was that my voice was not good. I should stop singing. I just should keep rapping because that's where I should stay at. You know, that's the base. And don't play basketball because you're too small. While skating, you're whack or whatever. It's just everything I ever started. Right? And with the music, it just came to process that I learned not to listen to that. So, speaking about the inspiration is that everybody else that has something they want to do, and stop it, because anybody else in the background is trying to tell you that they know better about what you're doing. Think about this. They never got to the point where they could do what they like because they probably started and failed once or twice, and then gave up because there was somebody behind them telling them the same exact thing, that they can't do it and they should stop it and rather go to something else that works faster. But if you really feel good about something and you want to do it, why don't you just do it? Man, the system keeps telling you to go do a 9-to-5 job and just basically do what they told you in school. But are you happy? That's the question. I wasn't happy because they kept on telling me not to do any media stuff because it's hard to get in there. Where am I now? I'm creating videos by myself for my own music videos. I don't trust anybody else. Why? Because I know exactly what I want to do. So I produce, I write, I mix, in my own videos are produced by me. So actually, I don't have to do any credits because that's only my name in the background, right? So it's a funny thing that my process is still going on. I'm still learning, and I'm still happy all the time, 24/7. And that's one thing I just want to give out to y'all. Just keep going. Don't believe in what they say. Believe in what you can do. You have the talent. You've got the rights for yourself. And that's it. One very important thing for me is to tell y'all, if you motivate yourself, also try to motivate the people around you, because that's one very important thing. If you just swim one way and the people swim the other direction, and you're just taking yourself along and not bringing anybody else to the new direction, then you're by yourself. So, it's time for everybody else out there to do it and not don't do it. All right? So, where can you find you? You can find my music, Don't Do It, and the new release called Offline, which is the following single, out now, both on Spotify. You can holla at me on Instagram, which is Swizzy Maxillum. That is SWIZZYMAXILOM. All right, so I'm happy to be on this and to share my own story with y'all about the song. And I just want to say thanks for listening and thanks for having me. Told me not to do it.